Moncrief on News Talk.
As you probably know, Venice is a prime example of a city that has suffered because of its popularity and a couple of years ago began charging what in effect was an entrance fee to try and cut down on numbers, but that hasn't stopped people coming or misbehaving when they get there. Tourists keep jumping into the canals. Josephine McKenna is a Rome-based journalist. Good afternoon, Josephine.
Good afternoon, Sean.
Is this Instagram stuff? Is that where they're doing it?
I think that might be a contributing factor. Perhaps alcohol is a contributing factor. Whatever it is, we are seeing people jumping into the canals. It's not a new thing. We've seen others diving off the popular Rialto Bridge. But you have to wonder why they want to jump into places like the Grand Canal. If you've ever seen it, it doesn't look particularly clean. Mm. And it's only about, I think, 15 feet deep, 5 metres.
Yeah. Okay. So you could jump in and probably survive it. But it, do you know, is that water particularly clean? Is it safe to even jump into? Whoops.
Well, I've got my reservations. I don't know about you.
Yeah.
I would have stopped people.
Yeah. And so if they do it, Josephine, what, is there any any penalty for doing this? I mean, a legal penalty?
Yes, two people who jumped in last week were immediately identified and they were each fined €450 and they were banished from the city for at least 48 hours. But of course, the locals think the fines should be much higher.
And that's because there's probably a very distinct feeling among residents that they're besieged as it is with tourists.
That's right. There are quite a few resident protest groups. One of the biggest is Venice is not Disneyland, that's what they're called. And they've been posting madly over the last few days in protest against these two that jumped in last week, saying that the fines need to be higher, the police should be doing more to stop the pickpockets in Venice, which are rife at the moment. But generally, they're not terribly impressed with the behaviour of these people who are coming into their beautiful World Heritage City.
I would imagine not. If you want to live in Venice, or for people who already live in Venice, is housing a problem? Is Airbnb legal there, for instance?
Legal. There some Italian cities have tried to introduce more controls. The locals have developed, which is owned and operated by local residents, and 50% of the profits go back into community projects. So that's an important initiative, I think, where people are starting to take control. But social housing is an issue. As you can imagine, Airbnb is taking up more space in the city. Rents are being driven higher, and working people really need to find other alternative accommodation on the mainland rather than stay in Venice. And we've seen the population numbers declining consistently over the last few years.
Josephine, thanks a million for speaking with us today. That was Josephine McKenna there, a Rome-based journalist. And apologies for that line that was a bit wonky. Someone says, as a very regular visitor to Venice, I can sadly assure you that the visitor fee isn't working and people jumping into the canal risk getting seriously ill from it. They should be taken out and jailed, spending the time inside on better things. Indeed. And a lot of people reacted as well to the chat we had with Sophie White about going to an adult-only hotel or taking the chance to go away. It was 5 days they went away for while her mother minded the kids and they could act like single grown-ups again. Someone says, I can't imagine going on holiday without my two kids. Lifetime memories. They will be up and out soon enough. I can understand if your kids have special needs and you need a break. Some parents are just selfish. Okay. But it's not like being perpetually selfish. It's just like going once every 5 years, for instance, we'll have a little break. You know, that kind of thing. Isn't it interesting how many things sound very different now with the word adult in front of them? Dancing, movie, hotel. Yeah, I take your point. I'd never go to an adults-only hotel, says this texter. You'd meet other adults. And they'll all be banging on about their kids. P.S. We have two. Wouldn't dream of leaving them at home. Someone else says, in the world of the PAYE worker, you get about 21 days holiday. If you are lucky enough to be able to afford a holiday, then why would you spend it away away from your children? Well, indeed, if time is very limited like that, obviously. And the chance to go away on an adult Sony holiday is a very rare one, I would imagine. Finally, somebody says, for my 40th birthday, my husband surprised me with a 2-day trip to Milan. Our youngest of three boys was only 2 years old, so I was a bit traumatised. However, on boarding the flight, I spied a woman putting on a very large fur coat in the overhead baggage compartment. I kid you not, I formulated a plan in my mind, in the event of the plane going down, to knock her out, steal the coat, and make my way down the Alps. It's always very wise to have a plan B.
Moncrief. Weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.